RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from January 1949. The Case of the Bible Murders. The 151st Adventure of the Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Lone dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Lone returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers, donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise. He takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Lone swings his way into mystery, a specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, The Case of the Bible Murders. Chapter 1. Fast Exit. The two men in the office of the Willowbrook Sanitarium in Upper Westchester County worked fast. One, a tall, gaunt individual with a bony face and a slit for a mouth, was busy transferring the documents, books, and records taken from a safe in the corner to a large valise. This man had thin, straight hair and an artificial eye. The false eye had a fixed, glittery stare when he looked at his companion.
"By rights," he said viciously, "I ought to stick around here and get that nosy reporter when he shows up tomorrow."
Dr. Haley Niblo, the other man in the office, smiled faintly. He was big, broad-shouldered, with a square, expressionless face and a smooth, professional manner. There was keen intelligence in his dark eyes, a cruel twist to his lips that came only when he smiled. His urban exterior was unruffled. To look at him, no one would have guessed that his carefully laid plans had suddenly collapsed around him.
"Take it easy, Shan." Niblo's deep, resonant voice was soothing. "You'll be back tomorrow. That reporter doesn't need fixing yet. He's going to be a big help to us."
The one-eyed Shanley rubbed his bony chin.
"Yeah? How?"
"We've got to keep in touch with our friend upstairs,"
Dr. Haley Niblo murmured.
"The lad from the Clarion is our only contact. I'll explain later."
"To my way of thinking,"
Shanley said, fitting more papers into the valise,
"we ought to hypo the old guy, so when they show up tomorrow to get him, they'll have a corpse on their hands."
Niblo made a clucking sound with his tongue.
"What good would that do us?" His tone was like silk. "You're evidently forgetting one or two things. There's a Bible involved. You're also forgetting there's $1 million in cash waiting to be picked up. With the gentleman from Brazil dead, our chances to get hold of it are washed out, and the whole plan destroyed."
Shanley rubbed his chin again. A brooding light came into his good eye. He lit a cigarette and inhaled.
"That's right,"
he laughed under his breath. The safe was almost empty. Niblo glanced into it and nodded. He pushed the steel door shut with his foot and said,
"Take the grips out and put them in the trunk of the car. I'll be upstairs."
While Shanley locked the valises, Niblo let himself out of the office and climbed the stairs to the floor above. At one of the end rooms he paused, the corners of his mouth turned down when he glanced in. An old man was in bed, asleep. For 2 months, Niblo had kept him under the influence of drugs. Now, as he lay there, frail and wasted, the man might have been dead. His breathing was so low it could hardly be heard.